Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I worship you because of who you are. When I think about how good you've been to me, I can only help but to worship a true and living God. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get back into our lesson. But before we do that, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can study the Word of God together, Father God. We thanking you for our listeners and those that's listening by internet and our pastor. We ask that you would just continue, Father God, to use him mightily, Father God, as he brings this word, teaches this word, that we can understand it, Father God. We thanking you for your scriptures and how we're able to just grow more and more spiritually in the word and allowing the word to be in us, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us, Father God, and pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Father. Lord, we just thanking you for all those that have been healed. We thanking you, Father God, for the word of God changing us. Our lives to draw closer to you and want to learn more and more and have more of the knowledge of the Word of God. And we ask that you would just continue to have your way with us all, Father God. We ask that you would be with all those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We know your Word tells us that by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And we're going to stand on that Word, Father God, no matter what comes our way. We're going to stand on God's word that tells us by his stripes we are healed. And we want to thank you, Father God. And then for those who are bereaved and going through, Father God, we know you're a way maker out of no way. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. So help us to trust in your word. Help us to believe your word. And even if it's sometimes we have a struggle, let us go to the Word of God and allow your Word to minister to our hearts, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you just continue to have your way as we learn more and more about the new and living way, Father God. Have your way, Father God, and continue to be with our pastor, guide and direct him. Holy Ghost, have your way, surround him, build a hedge all around him, protecting him from danger, seen and unseen, for no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And so, Father God, we just ask that you continue to have your way with us all. Traveling mercies, Father God, for those that are traveling, Father God, whether it be by the air or on the road, be with them, Father God, and just build a hedge all around them and protect them. Be with those who ask us to keep one another in prayer. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. We're talking about this new and living way. And the Bible says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, that's who he is. That's exactly who he is. Whatever you think, that's what you are. So we've been talking this week about making sure our thought process is right. And I want to say over in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, I know we did 5 and 10, but I want to do 10 and 5. Because if you're going to go to the next level, this is required, okay? So I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, and then we'll go farther into the lesson.
Praise God. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all our listeners. Thank you for the selection and the beautiful prayer. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 reads, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, we use our powerful tool. I'm sorry, let me start over. Something else caught my eye. Let me start up a little bit further. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. Let me read that again. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Amen.
Let me share this, brothers and sisters. Here's why it's important to cast down these imagination, these intelligent thoughts. Let me put it to you that way. Because Satan bring this stuff, and some of us don't realize the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You're not dealing with no carnal stuff here. That's not what we're dealing with. What we're supposed to be doing is pulling these things down. And they are called strongholds. Strongholds are things that happen to you through your transition, through your becoming born again. And they was strong enough to hold on. And usually it's in the line of intelligence. You know, because a lot of times people, that'd be like the last thing to die. See, when you give up that, it's like, oh, man. It's kind of remind me of people who are in senior living facility. They take their house away. They take their cars away. They take their checkbook away. And when they began to take their speech away, they're ready to die. I mean, because they don't have no independence. And so it is with the human body. You'll give away everything, but you're going to try to hold on to your independence, which happens to be your mind. But I'm going to tell you, brother, so you have to crucify everything. And this is the last part of it. Your philosophy, your tradition. Cast that stuff down out of your mind, out of your thought process.
Help us, Lord.
Especially when it wants to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Cast it down. Put it in captivity. Put it in a box and say, no, that's not God. And then begin to think. Because I want to be honest with you. Your mind is an enemy against God. I know you may not believe that. You may have some issues with that. How can part of me? Yeah, that part, because it wants to rule you. Instead of allowing the word of God to rule us, instead of allowing the word of God to become our light, our mind become our light. And it's always struggling. Always there's a battle. And the only way you can get past that is that you bring every thought into obedience to the word of God. That's where it just starts, at, brothers and sisters. You got to be bringing these into the obedience of God. Because you don't, what will happen is the 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. We'll go there.
First Corinthians 10 and 12 reads as follows. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. You could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It's useless. Cultivate God's confidence. Amen.
Yeah. That's what we have to do. We got to cultivate the Word of God, and that's how we began to think. Let's think along what the Word say, because I'm going to tell you what. I don't care how smart you are. And meanwhile, you can find 1 Corinthians 13 and 5, too. 1 Corinthians 13 and 5. I don't care how smart you are, how brilliant you think you are. You better allow your thought process to be into God, because if not, and you think you're all this and all that, you're going to fall flat on your face. Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
Those are not my words. I'm just trying to tell you the importance of lining your thoughts or your thinking up with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
See? Don't put no confidence in the flesh. Remember Philippians 3 and 4? I may have confidence in the flesh. If any man thinketh that he have whereof he have might trust the flesh, better think again. Because see, when the flesh is your mind, that's what you're thinking. Oh, well, I know. I've been to school. I have degrees, da, da, da. See, and when that becomes apparent in your life and you realize, you know what, I'm going along and I really haven't let God have the opportunity. But let me let you read the scripture. What I told you all, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians
5.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13 and 5. Thank you.
In King James it reads, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head. Doesn't force itself on others. Amen.
Yeah, listen, brothers and sisters. I know this probably a little different for some of y'all, but I'm going to tell you, this scripture is true. How can you think no evil? Because I know there's probably some people right now say, no, that can't be true. It is true. If you get in the love way, if you allow love to take over, let your behavior be in love, you're not easily provoked. Sometimes anything provoke people. Just the way you smell, your cologne. What you got to do with cologne? Well, why that's provoking you?
All right.
See, when people are selfish, self-centered, they will never give love a chance. They'll never do it. They'll never give God a chance to make this scripture to become a reality.
Have mercy.
See, the Bible said love is not easily provoked. You can't get me moved like that. It takes a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
You know, sometimes people want to get themselves puffed up. Sometimes people want to find themselves being envy of everybody and everything and can't never. See, a person like that, they're not operating in love because they're easily provoked. You say right, they're going to say left. If you say up, they're going to say down. They got to be controversial. Everything provoked. If you got a Cadillac, oh, you shouldn't have a Cadillac. You need to have a Buick. And then they'll justify it. And the Bible said they rejoice in that stuff. They rejoice in it. Rather than rejoicing in the truth, they rejoice in that kind of carrying on, that shenanigans. So the Bible says, here's what love does. Love thinking no evil. Wow. How can you think of no evil? By allowing your mind to be placed in Christ, casting down vain imagination, and you won't think evil. The first thing your thought is going to be is what the Word of God says. So right off, you're not going to think evil. Can I say that one more time? Pastor read a scripture yesterday. I'm trying to think where it was. It was out of... I want to say it was not a Korean. It was the way the King James read that thing. It said something like, you have to do like Christ did. Christ thought of himself of no reputation, but his mindset was to act like God. We have to start having the mindset we're going to act like Christ. See, that's that new and living way, is to act like Christ in everything. Doesn't matter what it is. We're going to act like Christ.
Amen.
And we don't care what folks say.
Amen.
See, love will never give up. See, love always care more about others than they do themselves. True love, the love of God, it don't think evil. It finds a way to think of good. Because it's patient. You know, love is patient. Love isn't jealousy.
Amen.
It doesn't
Amen.
Behave itself unseemly. That ain't what love does.
That's right. Say that.
See, you want to operate at a level of intelligence rather than operate in love.
Yeah.
But Jesus took on God's form. Just like we're supposed to take on Christ's form. You all know that. And Jesus don't mind. Christ doesn't mind we act like him. Doesn't mind it at all. Matter of fact, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I think maybe that's where we was at yesterday. Yeah. You got to make your mind up that you're going to have the mind of Christ. And you're not going to be moved by what people think or what people say. And matter of fact, your biggest battle is going to be with self, trying to transition over to that way of thinking. Having cast down all these vain imaginations and these high thoughts, so you can say, you know what, I'm going to start thinking like Christ in everything. This is what he would do. You'll find yourself judging less. You'll find yourself being less critical. You'll find yourself saying words like, what would Jesus do? You'll find yourself saying, you know what? I find no fault. Move on.
Yeah. Amen.
See, that's a mindset, brothers and sisters. And it's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's a mindset. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, talking about your spirit, the mouth speaks. So whatever deep down in you, that's what's coming out. So it's not what goes in a man that defiles a man, but what come out. So what have you put down in there for it to come out is important here. Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
I'm going to say this, and yeah, I'm going to make sure Pastor give the information for next week, because hope is a beautiful thing. It's good to hope. God expects for us to act now, brothers and sisters. If you're going to live in this new and living way, your thinking is real important as far as God is concerned. Real important. Your thought process is real important as far as God is concerned. The unthinking have often mistake it for faith. Some people don't want to think. They want to say, oh, well, that faith to do it, this or that. But faith is always now. It's never in the future. It's right now. See, hope is always in the future. So Abraham mm-hmm. had to change hope into faith. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to your part in a moment. If you just stay with me. See, a lot of us say, well, okay, I do that. No, faith is now. If you're going to have faith, you got to change it now. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't let your spirit get cold. Don't let it come against me. Jesus said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your spirit, okay?
Hallelujah.
Abraham had to change hope into faith. See, there's always a battle in the spirit realm to do this. Hope is a so vigorous, hope is, until it just like wants to take over the total person and have you living in hope. But wait a minute. We thank God for it. So I'm not saying to dismiss it. No, we thank God for hope. But it can never be associated with your faith. Or it can never set a seat of faith. It can never take the place of faith. Hope will never do that. And sometimes we'll find ourselves wanting hope to take the place of faith. No, faith is now. Faith is acting on the word of God. If you got faith in this stuff, faith will create the elements of God right then, right now. See, hope will paint the clouds of the setting of the sun and make the dying day beautiful. Hope can do that. But it's faith that causes things to come into being, the forces of the demand of your spirit come to being. Hope cannot create anything. Faith has to create that lifestyle for you, that living and faith. It takes faith to do that. It takes faith to do that.
That's right.
By faith, the word has to grow out of the recreated spirit. And it's faith that gives us that that beautiful realness. It's faith that opens our eyes to the Holy Spirit. That's faith. It's faith that calls truth to come to being in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it was faith that got us a personal contact with God. Can I say that one more time? It's faith that got us that personal mm-hmm. contact with God. Now, I'm not talking about knowledge. I'm talking about mm-hmm. you acting on the word of God. The scripture says in Romans 4:17-18, well, you have to read that thing to really see it. It's what gave us. It went beyond hope. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to read this before we close. In Romans 4:17-18, read that for me, please.
Yes, Romans 4:17-18 reads as follows. As it is written, I have made me a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the deed and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to the which was spoken, shall I be. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, we call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we've always read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God to do what only God could do, raise the dead to life with a word, make something out of nothing. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of people. God himself said to him, you're going to have a big family, Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
You got to come to realize it's not you. It's not you putting faith and hope in the world way of thinking, but in the word of God. So you got to make the switch as the scripture has said. See, this is what the scripture does for you. This is something that the scripture have to do. You have to allow the word of God to take place. And the Bible says that Abraham believed against hope. It was hope against hope. So he wasn't into hope. He changed it to become faith. Well, how did he do that? By acting on the word of God. Listen, dear heart. When there was nothing left to hope for, Abraham still hoped. And he believed. Now, as a result of that, Abraham said, you know what? I got to go by what the word of God says.
Amen.
Because he looked at Sarah, and the Bible said because of the deadness of her womb, wasn't that going to happen? But you know what? He didn't allow that to clog his mind. He didn't allow that to overthrow him. He relied on the promises of God.
Why
am I telling you this? Because he gave life, his faith now, believing in God, gave life to his dead body, gave life to Sarah's dead body. And the Bible says, and they call those things that are not as though they were, who in hope he believed against hope. Hope was saying, oh, it ain't going to happen. But he believed against that. There's some people right now, I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's some people right now. You hoping, and you got to believe against hope. There's some people think they'll never get saved. There's some people think, well, their mama was a whore, they're going to be a whore to all their life. Or their daddy was a drunk, they're going to be a drunk. So they believing against this stuff. And so, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, no, you can have the mind of Christ. There's some people right now will tell you that you can't live this life, this living like Christ, or this new life, or they'll tell you this stuff. They'll tell you what the scripture is saying, but what they won't do, they won't act on it. because they will tell you everybody think evil. I've had people to tell me that. No, you think evil. Now, because you think evil and you're walking in that way, I don't have to walk in there. And I don't care how it end up being, I'm not thinking evil. First thing coming to my mind is, what does the Word of God say about that, Pastor? What does the Word say?
Right.
I tell people all the time, I think Pastor have the most beautiful spirit because for some reason or another, she always find a way to wiggle love in that thing. And I've seen her on several occasions where she did this, not through the natural eyes or optical nerve, but through the spirit. And then there's times that she counseled with people, but she found a way to throw love in that thing. And that became one of the things that I wanted to do, that God give me that love, and it was patience that I was missing. And God said, just be patient. Just be patient. Let patience have her perfect work. Let her do what she do.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And allow love to come up. So now my thinking is this. My thinking is I won't think evil. I'm gonna let the Word of God come first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give up on love. I'm not going to give up on God's way. My flesh wants to, because my flesh want to resort back to who I used to be. I ain't that person no more. I heard Evangelist Sharon said that to me the other day. I forget what it was. She said, oh, I ain't that person no more. I'm anymore. She said, I'm not that person anymore. But it's just, you got to always have that top of your agenda. That need to always be at the top of your list. You're not that person anymore.
Amen.
Because love will never give up. Matter of fact, love care more now than ever before. Love care about the things that God care about.
Say that.
Love doesn't want it done its own way. That's not your thinking anymore. Your thinking is the way God say to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you'll never stop believing. You'll never stop hope. But let me tell you what. The Bible says of these three, the greater is love. So give love that place in your life. Just try it.
Hallelujah.
Just do like God did. And I'm going to close with this. And God had me to preach this years ago. And from time to time, I have to go back to that. Because that's just the basic thought of God. God just loves hell out of people. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's what he did. That's what love does.
Thank you.
That's what he did. Love going to always give. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about you have some things in you far greater than money.
Yeah.
Your time is more valuable than money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a spirit in you that's like God that need to give. And the need to give. And envy not now. Don't exalt itself. But give so someone else can be saved. Give so someone else can see the light. Give. Mm-hmm. You know what Peter said? And I'm going to be done. Peter says, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto thee. See, people are looking for silver and gold. How about giving them some love? How about giving them patience? Yeah.
Yes.
How about giving them the things of God?
Amen, amen.
Okay, this is a segment we leave open for a couple minutes. If anyone have anything they want to share, we want you to, maybe you got a thought of the lesson today and it was something that you don't want to hold, you want to share it. We want you to do that. And after that, we're going to ask the pastor if she'd be so kind to give up the address Anyone got a thought today? Hallelujah. Okay. If not, Pastor, you like to have a comment or you like to share the that phone number and the actress. Thank you.
Amen. 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 I like to thank Pastor for his encouraging words, but I have to share this about that love and speaking in love. It took one of my daughters to make me stop and think. I had said something one day, and she said to me, "Mom, you hurt my feelings." And I thought, okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me. And ever since then, the Lord has been working on me. He ain't through with me yet, y'all, but he's still
okay.
Working on me with that love. So through that, I ask the Lord to help me to speak in love, help me to teach in love. And I always, now I'm more conscious of what I'm saying and what I'm thinking, and allow God's Spirit to give me what to say at the right time. So I just thank God for that. So I want to share that with, you know, each and every one as well. Because, you know, sometimes it takes somebody close to you that'll make you check yourself. And that's what happened. She made me check myself. So to God be the glory. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. So on next week, starting Monday, we will be at our sister station, or as pastors say, the Word at Noon number 2. And that number is 2199-0090. And the access code is 6801309. So again, the number is 216-799-0090, and the access code is 6801309. God bless.